This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he supports a pilot program to plow city sidewalks, despite not including enough money for that in his budget proposal. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports resident Charnell Lane uses a wheelchair and told alderpersons that snowy sidewalks ignored by private landlords make dangerous conditions for people who are blind, older, and even everyday commuters.
The city's responsibilities to care for its citizens during bad and dangerous weather do not end with the streets.
In May, Mayor Johnson and other leaders released a report recommending a city-run plow program. But now, in the face of a budget deficit, the mayor argues the political will to fund that is not there. At a news conference, the mayor referred to council members who have asked him to cut services to avoid raising property taxes. U.S. Senate Democrats reelected Chuck Schumer today as party leader. Schumer faced no opposition in the party leadership elections. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin was reelected to the number two spot. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar became the new number three. Senate Democrats did lose four seats and the majority in the November election. The Chicago Bears are looking to the future following the unprecedented firing of now former head coach Matt Eberflus. For the final five games of this season, offensive coordinator Thomas Brown will step into the role of interim head coach. Bears brass say they've begun the process to find a permanent coach for 2025. Bears president Kevin Warren is confident they'll find a good match. He declares the coaching gig the most coveted job in the NFL this year.
We will get this right, and we'll be sitting up here in the future at some point in time, and we'll look back onto this day and say this was the day that really that we start pointing in the right direction to build the franchise that all of us know that we want to build.
Warren also reaffirmed his commitment to keeping Ryan Poles as general manager and says he'll work in tandem with Poles to select a new head coach, but Poles will be the point person and has final say. And musicians Kendrick Lamar and SZA will be hitting the road together next year, and that's going to include a stop here in Chicago. Lamar and SZA announcing their grand national tour today. It will hit 19 stadiums across North America in the spring and summer. The tour will come to Soldier Field in Chicago on June 6th. A sunny and chilly day today with a high in the low 30s, and then tonight, cloudy, a bit windy, a low in the mid-20s, and Wednesday, cloudy and windy, a bit of snow in the afternoon, and a high in the upper 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.